This is Changing the Rules, a podcast about designing the life you want to live. Hosted by Casey Dempster and Ray Lowe, the luckiest guy in the world.
Good morning, everybody. This is Casey Dempster. Welcome to our podcast, Changing the Rules, which is about change and transition in our lives. And we've just experienced a change that Ray's going to talk a little bit more about, but we are now in our brand new studios in downtown Woodbury, New Jersey, for the first time for us. And so far, so good. So the purpose of this podcast is to help people deal with change, because we know a lot of people resist it. And we believe that if you feel that you can control the change as it's happening, whether you've initiated it or if somebody else initiated it for you, but if you feel that you have some control, it makes it a little bit easier, a little bit more comfortable, and hopefully a lot more successful for you. So with that, this is a special show. We're going to talk today about gratitude, and I'm going to turn it over to Ray.
So I'm grateful that we are here, okay? So we have to amend the beginning of the show here and include two things. So when you say good morning now, it's good morning, Wildfire Radio in downtown Woodbury, okay? Now, maybe the rest of the world doesn't know where downtown Woodbury is, but it's this cute little town in the middle of New Jersey, and we're grateful for that,
right? That is correct.
Okay, so, and we're also grateful for our engineer, Taylor.
Yes.
Okay, so Taylor, we know you're not going to say anything, but hi, Taylor, and we're grateful that you're here. How's that?
He keeps us on track and sounding good.
Yes, so here's what we want to talk about today, and we have Chris Parsons in our studio, and Chris, just say hi.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
And, you know, this time of year, we all kind of sit down between Thanksgiving, the Christmas holidays, the Jewish holidays, all of these things. And there's this trend to think about the things that we're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they admit what they're grateful for, and then, okay, you forget about it until
next year. They wait till next Thanksgiving to say it again.
And then I'll be grateful again, right? So the idea here is that there is a tremendous opportunity here when you're grateful for something, to build on something that is going to be life-changing and is going to make our lives more fun and better because it's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to talk about today. So I'm going to start out over here. And one of the big things that I'm grateful for, and this hit home when I was on vacation in Europe, is that I was born in the United States to parents who cared.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you start thinking when you're overseas about all of the things that other people face, and it's not that they're unhappy about them, but it's just things we don't have to deal with. So, for example, I was in Monte Carlo. You know, I tried to get into the casino with the James Bond thing, but I didn't have the tux on.
I was going to say you forgot your tux.
I forgot my tux. But the whole idea is that nobody who works in Monaco lives in Monaco because they can't afford it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So they sell real estate there in euros per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not uncommon for most of these places to cost $50,000 per square meter.
Wow.
That's insane.
A square meter. We got two of them on the table here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So most people live outside. And one of the things that was going on, they were preparing that afternoon for a train strike.
Oh, yeah.
So they all come in by train. So now how are we going to get home? How are we going to do that? And these things come up all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you sit there and you start thinking about how grateful I am that I wasn't born in the Sudan.
Mm.
Yes.
You know, and I got two women here. I mean, you guys really don't want to be born.
Exactly.
That's correct.
And if you think about this, okay, so we're really lucky here. And yet, mm-hmm. what do? We wake up in the morning, we listen to the news, and we all whine and complain and everything else. So what I'm going to do with this grateful thought that I just talked about is I'm going to work this into my thinking all next year, and I'm not going to let this junk that we hear on the radio and the TV and all this stuff that's going on in Washington bother me. It's really not any different than the rest of the world.
That's
same
true.
Stuff is going on in France. Same stuff's going on in England. Same stuff is going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we whine about it? You know, we should be happy that we have it better than everybody else. And guess what? When you're happy, you're happier, and good things
life
happen.
Life is better.
Yeah, absolutely. So back to this, I'm extremely grateful that I was born in the U.S., and the two parents that cared made a difference because it gave me advantages that I never had any inkling in life that I have, but I have them.
Right, right. Okay. Looking back, you have perspective.
So what are you grateful for, Ms. Dempsey?
Well, the first thing I'm grateful for just happened this morning. Ray brought me back, he said, a mini gift from his recent trip that he returned from last night. And it's a euro coin. And the reason he gave this to me is because anytime you need to use a restroom in Europe, you have to be able to drop in a coin. So when I go to Europe next year, I am prepared for one trip to the bathroom.
And you better be really grateful.
Oh, okay. I'm very grateful.
So
I'm
sorry I wasn't sure that Chris was going to be here this morning because I would have brought you one too. I actually have one
at
home for
you. I need two.
I'll give you the 2 euro version. Okay, because one of the things that we're all doing later in the year is we're going on, actually next year, we're going on our Friends Connection trip, and we're going to start in Greece, and we're going to wind up in Venice, and we're going to see some great things in between.
Can't wait.
And I'm sure you guys are going to need many, many euro coins.
Yes, yes.
For all that wine.
Yes.
All right, so you got off easy on that one, so what else are you grateful for?
Well, you know, building on the theme about parents and family, I also had parents who cared. They worked very hard. My father, just to give people some perspective, I am a child of the 60s. And in those days, women pretty much were expected to go to college to find a husband. Mm-hmm. And then they were expected to stay at home and be a stay-at-home mom and housewife. And my father was committed. There were three girls born first. I'm one of seven. And it was his goal that all of his children would go to college, regardless of their gender. And he actually got into arguments with one of his best friends about it because this best friend had that viewpoint that, why would you send a girl to college? She's only going to get married and stay home and take care of kids. But that was their commitment. And and while it meant that our lifestyle was a little bit thrifty, if I can say that, it was because of my parents' goals to make sure that they raised educated children. And there were seven of us, and that was a lot to do.
Wow, that is.
So I appreciate that. And while I did not graduate from college at the traditional age, it was still a value that had been instilled in me. And I did go back to college as an adult. And I'm glad that I did. I think it really made a big difference for me.
So how are you going to build on that next year?
Well, my children are through college, so that's not a thing for me anymore. I don't have to worry about that. And I don't have grandchildren. I don't know that it's likely that I will have grandchildren, although it's always a possibility. And if I did, I would hope that I could help them with education. I think I'm not sure that I have a plan right this second that would relate to that, but I think that I will continue to reinforce the concept of the importance of family and trying to let a lot of the things that can come between family members, put them in perspective and let them go and remember that at the end of the day, family is the most important thing that we have. You know, they hopefully will support you and come up for you when you need it.
All right, Miss Chris, you've been sitting there, yeah, cold or not. Let's, you know, be grateful.
I am grateful. I'm grateful for many things. Family is one of them, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm also grateful for the variety that we have. You know, I was in corporate marketing for many years, enjoyed it. It was very intense, a lot of work. And then I went out on my own, my own business, Parsons PR, and that I was very grateful for because I had more control of my time.
Mm-hmm.
And you speak of family, I was able to spend the last 2 years with my sons in high school and be there when they came home from school to hear the 15 minutes of what went on, and then they disappeared and you never heard from them again.
Right.
but it was great that I was able to control my time and do things that I wanted to do and not be so tied to a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that gives you more time to spend with family. And you say we're always grateful, but we have to make plans to spend time with family.
Right.
Because everybody is all over the place. Everybody is doing different things. And you have to plan trips. Mm-hmm. I mean, this Christmas, all of us are going to go on a big, giant Suburban and go up to Vermont for 4 days, mm-hmm. which is great because we'll be together in that time and mm-hmm. then come back and go to our different lives. So I'm very grateful for that. But I think you were saying, Ray, how you're going to build on that, make more plans. And even though we think that things will just happen, they really don't. You
right.
have to have a plan. It can be loosely put together and it can change and it can alter, but you really have to have a plan on doing the things you want. And like you said, if you're grateful, you have to continue to build on that instead
right.
of just saying it.
Right.
So it won't happen without the plan.
It won't happen without the plan.
So this gets back to your whole system, Ms. Dempster.
Yes.
Okay, of having a plan. And you don't have to know exactly what it is, but you have to have a direction, and you have to make sure that those things that are important to you are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I would recommend to our listeners, you know, all one of them or two of them or whatever. However
I
many
think
we
there's
have
more
to.
Than that.
Oh,
yeah.
I think we have a good group. But take this concept of gratefulness and don't be afraid to latch on to what other people say they're grateful for. I think this is probably a good thing to do at home, a good thing to do over copious drinks at a bar or wherever it is, okay, because a lot of times, all of a sudden, what somebody else is grateful to just clicks home, and it's just not something that's been mm-hmm. in the forefront of your mind, but it's there,
right?
And it should be built on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful here. I have been married to the same woman for 55 years.
Holy Woo-hoo. Moly. She's a saint. Saint Sandy. Saint
yeah,
Sandy.
So I should be grateful she's not dumping me. Is
yes,
that right?
Right. I think it might be safe.
Well, you go on these trips. So we just spent 2 weeks on a cruise ship going out throughout Europe, and you meet a whole bunch of people there. And I met a whole lot of people that were older that are in second, third marriages, fourth marriages,
yeah.
things like that.
Yes.
You know, they talk about their kids from the previous marriage to the previous marriage to the previous marriage and all of these things. And I think, you know, when you look at relationships, especially the ones that you've been lucky enough that they have matured, mm-hmm. is how are you going to keep them going?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the answer is to not take these for granted, as we are prone to do.
Yes.
Let's not take our supporters for granted, and we'll take a quick break here.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk more about thankfulness.
You're listening to Changing the Rules with Casey Dempster and Ray Lowe, the luckiest guy in the world. We will be right back with more exciting information.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Casey Dempster, and I'd like to talk for a second about, I'm going to build on what we all just said, how thankful and grateful we were for our families and what they've done for us and what, you know, how to continue that. And I also have a family of friends who have been extremely supportive of me through some ups and downs. And to talk about what you have to do to build on this gratefulness is, I discovered that it's easy to have friends, but sometimes you have to almost artificially arrange to get together with people. I have one friend, she's the longest standing friend in my life, and we have an arrangement.
Let me interrupt for a minute. Mark Bernstein just knocked on the door, okay? He's a friend, right?
That's right.
So tell Mark, take off your coat, come on in. Yeah, take your time.
Hi, Mark.
When you're ready, just pop in and grab a microphone,
just
okay?
Just over here.
All right, back to your soliloquy.
Okay. So this friend, she's my dearest friend, and we met back in my first go round at college, and so we've been friends for over 50 years. But you know, when you get married and then you have children, that kind of gets in the way.
Yep.
But as the children became less dependent on us, we started to sort of make appointments and make sure that we got together on a regular basis. And yesterday, she and I both went to a place in this area called Longwood Gardens, which is an absolutely beautiful and inspiring location that has great outdoor gardens in the nicer months. Right. But they also have this huge conservatory that they change constantly. And for Christmas, they decorate it in the most amazing way. And a lot of it is flowers. And so it's worth going every year because it's never the same. It's never the same. And so we did that. But then we went from there and had dinner with friends in Philadelphia. And you know, which again, those friends are somebody that we just said, okay, we're going to get together for dinner one night a month. And it starts out feeling like, you know, they're your friends. Do you have to make an appointment? But the fact is you do. And so we see them once a month for dinner. They happen to be our hairdressers. So we see them once a month for our haircuts and we go out to dinner then too. And I think that we need to remember that with friends and family, sometimes you have to take control and not let life get in the way.
Right. Because how many times do we always say, oh, we've got to get together. And a whole year goes by and you never even see them.
Right.
You have to make those appointments.
Right.
So that's the plan.
How many times do you see people only at weddings and funerals?
Yeah, that's true.
We have a solution for this, you know.
The Friends Connection.
The Friends Connection.
Ooh, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
See, you know, one of the things that, and again, let me go back in time a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll focus in on this a little bit, because I noticed after I sold my business that I had several hundred clients, and these were not business relationships anymore. Most of them were people that I've known for 30 and 40 years, mm-hmm. and you don't just meet them in your office. You go to their homes. You know, you go out to dinner. You go mm-hmm. on trips together, because we did many of these trips before, and we'll come back and talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea here is sometimes there are the really close friends, and it's easier to make these appointments and do that.
Right.
And then there's a group of friends that are a little more distant, and how are you going to stay in touch? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we all do Christmas cards. We all do some of us do those letters, you know, kind of a thing.
I don't do either.
Well,
Facebook. I do Facebook cards.
Well, you know, whatever it is, you keep in touch. But what about these older relationships? And these can be, go back to college even if mm-hmm. you want.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you rekindle thing, and what are some of the surprises that come up? So last year we did our first Friends Connection Conference.
Yes.
And the purpose of it was basically to get people together that hadn't seen each other for a while, to have subject matter that would be interesting to the group and the things that we're all kind of going through, and then to invite friends to bring friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember one piece of this, so I'm going to bring up Steve Fisher, who's not here today.
Right.
But Steve was my best friend in college.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
or second best. Maybe my roommate Rudy was the best friend. But, you know, either, you know, we hung out all together.
Yeah,
and Steve and I were on the swimming team, and then we kind of graduated, and I was in his wedding, and he was in my wedding, and then time took its path, and mm-hmm. I didn't see him for like 30, 40 years,
mm-hmm.
okay? So we had him come in, because one of the things that I uncovered when we built this reconnection was that Steve had been to Egypt, and he wrote a book about his grandfather, who is an Egyptologist.
Yes, that was a wonderful,
presentation. And, you know, here's a whole depth of a relationship mm-hmm. that, you know, I forgot about. And believe it or not, that thing came up on this trip to Europe, because we're sitting at lunch one day with a new potential friend
mm-hmm.
who happens to be an archaeologist.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, we start talking about the book and our event and stuff like that. So there's tremendous potential in here. And what this stuff does is it keeps you energized and young.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It's amazing how many connections, just by talking to somebody new, you find a connection with them, and then the next thing you know, you start a new relationship.
Right.
So that does. It does. You're not in your home by yourself. You're meeting different new people, and the connections are ironic, like this one with the archaeologist.
Yeah.
And they're not all that... than inclusive.
Right.
I think that's the wrong word, but that's okay. But I think the idea is if there's a chance to get back to people, you start uncovering things that you usually remember, and they're usually good things. They're usually not the bad things.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. found out that the kid that you had a crush on actually had a crush on you, and you didn't know it until they were 65 and years old.
And you blew it, huh?
And you blew it.
Has that happened to you many times?
Well, maybe once.
Okay, so the whole idea here is we invite everybody to come to this Friends Connection thing and to invite your friends. It's a meeting that's going to be in Philadelphia. We'll close with a little more detail on this later, but but the idea is it's going to be April 17th. It's a Friday, I believe, and we're going to gather in Philadelphia. We're going to all talk about things that are important to us going forward, but probably the most important thing is have lunch, have dinner, have breakfast the next day, spend the week in Philadelphia with people from your past. And, you know, you find out really quickly that you either left them alone because you should have, you have nothing in common, or you find out that there's some things there that you really want to build on again.
Yeah. Good. And that brings to my mind something else that I'm grateful for. You know, Woodbury is in New Jersey. I live in New Jersey pretty much all my life. I've left the state a couple of times, but New Jersey gets a bad rap from probably, and even from some people who live in New Jersey.
No, wait a minute. You're grateful for New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
If you think about
Are you running for governor?
No, I'm not. I have no interest in that. But New Jersey is a great location from the perspective that we've got New York City an hour and a half north of us. Mm-hmm. We've got Philadelphia that is so historical, and there's so much going on in Philadelphia. Fabulous restaurants. We've got Washington, D.C., which you may or may not want to go to. That's only about 2.5 hours south of us. You've got the beaches.
Beaches are great.
You know, there's the Pocono Mountains, which... You know, it's not like the skiing in the Rockies or in Vermont, but if you're a skier, you have that available to you, and we have places like Longwood Gardens and the Sculpture Garden in Hamilton, New Jersey, outside of Trenton.
Sculpture, yes.
Yeah, it's just it's a great location. There's a lot to do here, and it's really worth it. So
okay.
I'm grateful for New Jersey. And to build on that, I'm going to continue to take advantage of what's here. I went to the Constitution Center last year for the first time.
The New Jersey Tourism Group will probably call you and offer you a job. Yeah.
You know, before we, Mark just sat down, and before we're going to let him catch his breath and, you know, kind of get into the mode over here a little bit. But we're talking about things that we're grateful for and how we're going to build on them going forward. So I want to introduce another topic. And Chris, you can interrupt if you've got something important to say here. You tend to be shy.
I am. I'm shy. I'm a behind the scenes kind of person.
Okay. So I just got back from a trip to Europe. It was a great trip, okay, although I got tired of seeing churches after a while. But I think this idea of the gift of travel is something that I'm really grateful for. You know, I didn't do a lot of this early in my life, and all of a sudden we started with a trip to the Galapagos Islands, and it opened up visions and horizons and things that I'm interested in, open up the whole field of photography to me. And then you meet people. And these are people that you don't know, and you sit down for dinner on a boat with them, and you find out that you've got some great common stories. And the more I travel, the more I want to travel, other than the cold that you get when you get off the airplane kind of a thing.
Yeah. You do sound a little stuffy today.
So, yeah, I'm grateful that I'm sitting at a table with two people with colds, and I hope that I'm not going to go home with one.
Ray, we'll talk later. I have some remedies that prevent you from getting sick on planes.
Oh, I might be grateful for that.
Yeah,
that
one.
Okay, so Mark Bernstein just came in, and Mark is actually our guest on our next show. We're doing two today, okay?
Yes.
And Mark is an attorney. I'll mention that.
We forgive that.
Well, but Mark and I have known each other for 30 plus years. You know, again, it's one of those relationships.
That's right.
And we rekindled it on an airplane
we were grateful for traveling because we had
whatever. Right. So you can feel free to butt into this anytime you want. If there's something you're grateful for and that you want to say, and how you're going to build on it next year to make it part of your life and make your life better.
Well, I'm grateful to be here with old friends today, be in the same room with the luckiest guy in the world. That's pretty amazing. You know, if you think about that. And the luckiest woman in the world who gets
to work
with the luckiest man, and Chris, and you know, everybody. So I was thinking about that on the way over this morning. So I'm grateful, number one, for, you know, a lot of things a lot of people would say. My family, my wife. I have a tremendous support system. I have a great opportunity to be a mentor and leader, I hope, for my kids. I was also thinking about my business partners and associates this morning because, you know, none of these things are always easy. Let's put it that way. But in the end, you think about the greatness around you. And I'm fortunate to have a lot of support, a lot of people is a lot of the thing that people and opportunities.
Right.
So the people help with the opportunities. The opportunities are, you know, we'll maybe talk about this later, but a lot of, you know, there's abundance in the world. And I heard a show the other day, it was actually a political show talking about that there's a very scarcity mentality out there today. If you think about it, everything, you know, the climate's going away, democracy's going away, freedom may be going away, you know, all these things. Yet, we still live in a very free country, a very free world. You can travel, you can do all kinds of great things. Cup half full or half empty.
Right.
And I tend to look at it as, when I'm on it, I'm looking at it as full, and there's lots of great opportunities. So I still have a lot to do in business, a lot to do in a leadership, I hope. And I'm grateful to be around a lot of great people that are supporting me in that.
Excellent.
You know, that's all down to attitude. And I know that you're an abundance person. And I know that next year you're going to be thinking about that. And again, getting back from Europe, there are a whole lot of people who whine a lot.
Do they?
They do.
Okay. Absolutely.
And you try and get away from them as fast as you can because you can't afford that. And to take somebody like Mark with this abundance attitude, you know, so you run out of coal, right? And you discover oil and you discover natural gas and somebody's inventing solar panels.
Sunlight, right?
Yeah.
And wind.
Windmills.
Yeah.
Wind, okay.
Right.
So I think we all have to think about the positive things, and that's what creates opportunities for us in going forward.
I think we need to take a break.
Okay. You're tired of me.
I would never say that.
This is Changing the Rules. Stay tuned to learn more about the Friends Connection and how you can be a part of this valuable life experience.
Ta-da.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Casey Dempster, and we're on the podcast Changing the Rules. And today we're talking about gratitude, and not only talking about what we're grateful for, but what are we going to do in the next year to build on it? Like, we've talked about being grateful for family and friends. Well, what are you going to do to make that even better? And one of those things is to make a concerted effort to keep in touch with these family and friends, even if it seems a little bit artificial, a little bit like making an appointment. But relationships are important, and it's worth doing that. So,
all right. I want to open up a short discussion on this travel connection thing, because I know Chris is heavily involved in this thing, and it just builds on things that are important in my life. When we had our financial planning practice, one of the things that we started doing years ago is inviting people to come on a trip that we went on. Now, they paid their way, okay, but Sandy and I and office staff would sit down and say, where do we want to go? Okay. And we pick places, and then we would open up the phones and we'd invite anybody who wanted to come.
Right.
And we had some amazing trips, and we got into some amazing people that we weren't sure were quite that amazing at the beginning. Okay. How's that for a backhanded slap?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, but
or a twisted compliment.
Well, yeah, whatever. But, you know, we were in Costa Rica. We were in London with groups of people. We actually went to Costa Rica and earned college credits because we used 529 plans to pay for a course. It was a legitimate course.
Yep.
Our professor came with us.
Nice.
We did Italy together. We did a trip around Southern Ireland. And we have a trip coming up next year in 2020 in October, and we're going to do Greece to Venice. We mentioned that before. And I know you've kind of been into this because you've been filling this with friends. So
Right. And ironically, I am not a cruise person. I rarely have taken a cruise, and this just was intriguing to me. And then I reached out to a high school friend who we do keep in touch, but it's tough to, because she lives in Atlanta. I live up here in New Jersey. I reached out to her. She loved it. She and her boyfriend are coming. She reached out to her friends. So there's like this whole new group of people that are getting involved in it, and they mm-hmm. all can't wait to meet you, Ray.
The luckiest guy in the world.
I don't know the luckiest guy in the world. Yeah.
So I guess Ray needs to be grateful for that.
Well, I'm going to close with that.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, you know, you just think about all the wonderful things in the world that are going on, and I think our mission today is to say, okay, capitalize on them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Make something happen based on something that was good that's there.
Right.
So come to our Friends Connection Conference.
Yes.
Okay. Again, what it's going to do is we're going to discuss change. We're going to be discussing this entry into the retirement world, and we're going to talk about four or five major topics of things that tend to bother people. But I think the really interesting thing about this is bring two people with you, two groups of people. Bring some friends mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. are thinking about doing this too, because the discussions that you have with one another fire this up.
Yep.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, when you think you had an idea, it's an idea. But now all of a sudden a friend says, well, I'm going to do that too. Let's do it together.
Yes.
And it happens. Bring your financial advisor too. Okay.
to see how many more you can do.
Right.
I'm off for that.
Seriously, because, you know, one of the problems that financial advisors have is they're really good at getting people to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but how to disperse that money has to do with when you want it, and that's based on what you want to do. And if you don't know what you want to do, it doesn't work.
Right.
Okay. And start these webs of friends again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing that we're going to do is, again, in October, we're going to do this trip.
Yes.
And again, this is an opportunity to meet new friends, connect with new friends, and then meet the friends and the friends of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee we're going to do a lot of serious socializing.
Oh, okay. I was waiting to hear that word. What that was going to be.
All right. Anybody have any final comments on gratitude here?
Oh, I just want to add to it that it's a cliche, but time is short. It rushes by. And, you know, you really do have to take these opportunities to plan because it's not going to be there tomorrow.
Right.
I have another little thought. One of my things I've worked on this year is being in the present.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a lot easier than it is.
Yes.
And I'm still struggling with it, but getting better and better at it. And gratitude helps bring you in the present.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
If
you think about what's around you at this moment that is good,
mm-hmm.
you're thinking a lot less about what happened in the past. You're thinking a lot less about the future. It brings you right here, right now, which I think is the secret to happiness.
Yeah, did you all see that beautiful, beautiful moon? The full moon, the last full moon of the decade.
The cold move, yeah.
I have a great picture
that
of
was,
it in my
That
room.
Was stunning. And I exactly did that, Mark. I went outside. It was cold, but I went outside and I just stared at it. It was stunning.
Yeah.
And that memory, oh, that's a beautiful picture. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Like a fried egg.
Yeah.
Here's what we want to do, you know, kind of ending this discussion, is make the list of things that you're grateful for. And don't rely on just yourself. Sit down with other friends. Sit down with your family. Find out what they're grateful for, and because it makes a difference. You know, you're going to find that people are grateful for things that you just kind of put aside, and maybe you shouldn't put them aside.
Right.
The second thing is to build them into your plan for where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mark brought in a really outstanding point about this scarcity and abundance kind of thing. You know, we can all whine about the fact that we have global warming. We can all whine that we're running out of natural resources. And then on the other side, we can sit there and say, but we've been extremely good at reinventing things to place these
Innovative,
things in.
Yeah.
And it lets innovation occur. Mm-hmm. So there's a tremendous opportunity to just build on this. And and I kind of want to close here that I am the luckiest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, if you think about it, it boils down to the things that we were talking about today. Was lucky to be born here mm-hmm. to parents who cared. Okay, I have a spouse of 55 years. It's been one solid relationship. We've had some ups and downs like everybody else, but I think the idea is you're grateful for that. I've had so many friends and clients, and we found ways now with our friends' connection, our travel connection, to keep them together so that you don't lose those. Mm-hmm. And that becomes really important because at some point in time, as we get older, our friends are not going to be there anymore. And it's really important to keep replacing with new vital people and things like that. I'm grateful for everybody at this table, and you guys, thank you, because you make me feel like the luckiest guy in the world.
Awesome.
Likewise, Ray.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And you know what? I would like to suggest that you share this podcast with your friends and family, because the more we all feel grateful, the better life will be. So tune in for the next one, where we will be talking with Mark Bernstein.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Rules, a podcast designed to help you live your life the way you want and give you what you need to make it happen. Join us in 2 weeks for our next exciting topic on Changing the Rules with Casey Dempster and Ray Lowe, the luckiest guy in the world.